Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And ahead of the 2024 NFL Draft, P&G and Meijer are teaming up to host players in Detroit at the P&G Draft House presented by Meijer, where they'll be provided with essentials from trusted P&G brands like Tide to help them be ready for anything as they begin their pro careers. And tomorrow evening in Detroit, Joe Alt should be hearing his name very early in the NFL draft out of Notre Dame, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Joe, first off, I know this is an exciting time for you. Congratulations on all your past success, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So here we are, getting set day before the draft. Just kind of take me through your emotions as this is a long dream, right? It's in the family, obviously, with who your father has been on the gridiron, but now you're going to start your NFL journey tomorrow. Take me through how you're feeling right now.
Yeah. First and foremost, I'm very excited. You know, it's a great opportunity, you know, moving forward. You know, it's my dream, like you said, to go on and play at the next level. I'm super fortunate to be put in this position and very grateful. But also, you know, it's a little bit of nerves. I really don't have a strong feeling of where I'm going tomorrow. So it's going to be really exciting when I sit down and, you know, get that phone call, because I really don't, you know where I'm going to be headed. So getting that phone call will be something really exciting and really something exciting for my family.
You know, I keep on thinking you're going to land in Tennessee. I feel like every mock draft that I've seen has Joe Alt going to Tennessee at 7. I see a little smile that comes across your face when I say that. I know you just said you don't know, but how does the meetings in the past go with Tennessee and their brass?
Yeah, the reason for the smile is my mom. My mom's the one always watching the mock drafts, and she keeps yelling out, "Joe, everyone wants to go to Tennessee," so that's why I get the smile. But my 30 visit with the Titans went really well. Got to sit down with both Coach Brian Callahan and Coach Bill Callahan, and Coach Brian Callahan kind of laid out the future for the team and what he sees and what the strengths are and where they need improvements and how he's going to go about doing that. And then with Coach Bill Callahan, he really gave me, you know, how he teaches offensive line play. And it's very black and white, and I think that's a great way to, you know, teach it for me. I have a better understanding of what the coach wants, how to improve, you know, from practice to practice. So it was a great experience for me, and I was able to, you know, learn a lot and see the city afterwards. So I had a great time.
You know, through this process, everyone's going to make a case why one lineman should be the first lineman off the board compared to another. Since I have you here, let's just say, Joe Alt, that I'm an NFL GM and I'm looking to draft a lineman early in the draft tomorrow evening. Why should I take Joe Alt? What do you bring to my football team?
Yeah, I think you get an ultimate competitor. That's the first thing. I love football. I love the game. I love the idea of winning and, you know, playing and competing to be the best each and every day. And through hard work, I think you accomplish that. And, you know, within my game, the things I hold to myself and think I'm very good at is I have the ability to be athletic at my size and mirror guys and pass pro with my feet, but also having the length to keep guys outside of my body, be the first guy to strike them. And then in the run game, I have I have the ability to block second level defenders and stay in front of them with my athletic ability. So I think those are some of the things that I always, you know, try to touch on when I'm talking to teams and, you know, what I kind of sell myself on.
Obviously, being an offensive lineman is in your family, but I was reading when you were growing up and in high school, you played some quarterback, you played some linebacker, and even some tight end too. Take me through your journey as a football player. We all know what you've done at Notre Dame and how you're viewed as an offensive lineman, but take me through, Joe Ault, how you got from all those other positions to eventually the offensive line.
Yeah, my dad always wanted me to play multiple positions growing up. We kind of had a feeling for my body that it would end up being offensive line. So he wanted me to understand the game at a different level. You know, at quarterback, you have to understand an entire defense. At linebacker, you have to know how to, you know, run the defense. So eventually it'll help out with offensive line play, because that's where we kind of figured my body would go. But, you know, all the way up till 10th grade, I played quarterback and inside linebacker. That's what I always played. And then ended up switching to tight end once I grew my junior year. And then my senior year, I played tight end as well and one game of tackle. And then as I got to Notre Dame, I kind of put more and more weight on and eventually slid into tackle. And that's where I've been playing since.
Give me the scouting report. What was Joe Ault like as a quarterback?
Oh, Joe Ault was a big quarterback. He was a heavy quarterback. We love the power sweep from Joe Ault quarterback. So we run all peewee and just get out on the edge and use the stiff arm. That was my go-to, but kind of started slowing up a little bit as I got heavier, and it was kind of time to, you know, move to a different position, aka tight end with the growth spurt. So quarterback slowly got eaten out of.
Well, I heard you also say tight end too. How are your hands? Because yeah. Tackle eligible in the NFL, you know, my buddy Deion Dawkins, who I went to school with, he's caught a few touchdown passes. That'd be pretty neat if they run you on some of those tackle eligible plays.
Yeah, the tackle eligible plays are obviously very fun and a tackle's dream. We had one at Notre Dame last year, didn't end up running it. That's okay. But it's always like you're kind of waiting. You're like, is this the opportunity to get that one called? And, you know, I'd be super cool. Obviously, love to catch a touchdown in the NFL. What a great honor and cool thing to do. But, you know, my hands, I hope they're good. The only thing is I get worried when you start taping them and you get sweaty and they're not the sticky, you know, they're not the sticky than with the leather. I'm like, I don't know if I really could catch as well with these leather slippery gloves as, you know, receiver gloves. But only one way to find out.
That's awesome. Hopefully they run a few of those plays for you in your rookie season. I want to ask you about your older brother, Mark Ault, who's played hockey professionally, obviously. Did you ever play any hockey growing up? And how much of a resource was your brother?
Yeah, I played hockey until second grade, and we hung it up. Like I said, my body wasn't really a hockey body. It was more on the thicker side, taller side. End up playing basketball, but my brother has been a huge resource for me and someone who really has allowed me to develop my mental side of the game. He playing hockey, you know, the physical traits, there's a little bit of similarities with the physicality of the sports, but the mental side of the game is what I've learned from him the most. He had the ability to play 3 or 4 games a week, you know, travel from site to site to site, playing some years, you know, 80 plus games in a season, and being able to be mentally strong enough and tough enough to go out there and play at a high level every single night, even when your body was sore, you didn't feel well, he went out there and, you know, really taught me, you know, a large respect for the game of hockey and respect for him and how hard he worked and how hard he trained and what he was able to, you know, do in his career. It's, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and what he was able to do.
Obviously, you have such a unique background because your father played for the Kansas City Chiefs and he's in their Hall of Fame. Your brother played professionally in hockey. Just what kind of sports fan wondering were you growing up as a kid, Joe Ault?
Oh, I watched all sports because I was a part of it. I was watching high school sports, watching my sister play basketball. Football was always it, though. That was the one that was like, all right, that's the special one, and that's the one I want to do when I'm older.
What do you take away from your time with Marcus Freeman? Just wondering the last 2 years at Notre Dame since he became the head coach.
Yeah, there's a bright future at Notre Dame with Coach Freeman. I mean, running it, that's for sure. He has the ability to develop relationships with players where you want to play for him and you want to earn his respect on the field, but then you know he has your back off the field and wants the best for you as both a football player and a person. So I think it's only looking up at Notre Dame with him, you know, head coaching, and I'm, you know, really appreciative of that friendship we've grown and how we've developed each other's relationships, and best of luck and love watching what he's going to have to do these next couple of years.
Wrapping up with Joe Ault, who's going to hear his name called tomorrow evening, probably very early. I know we talked about Tennessee earlier. Any meetings with the Giants and the Chargers? Because just like your mother, I watch a lot of these mock drafts and I follow them religiously. And I start to see in the last 24 hours, well, maybe it could be the Giants. Maybe it could be the Chargers who are right in front of Tennessee sitting there in 5 and 6.
Yeah, I actually had a 30 visit with the Jets and the Giants, so no Chargers. But was able to go and kind of see New York in two different realms. The Jets are a little bit further outside of New York City, where the Giants are a little bit closer. Was able to see how they run their teams and learn from the offensive line coaches and head coaches what they, you know, had to offer and what they saw for their teams. So, you know, had great meetings with both those teams, learned a lot. And like I said, just excited to see what happens tomorrow night and where I'm heading.
Have you thought about maybe a quarterback or two that you think would be pretty damn cool if you were entering into their huddle coming up in the fall? And who would that be?
Yeah. I was obviously blessed with a great, handsome quarterback last year in Sam Hartman. You know, that was obviously a lot of fun to protect for him. But now, obviously, to the next level in the NFL, you know, any quarterback is a dream come true because I'm being able to participate in the thing that was my dream as a kid. So, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. You know, you can name any of them, and I'd say I couldn't be more excited to protect for them. So I'm just excited to play at the next level.
I know that you said there's going to be a big surprise element to this, as you truly don't have an idea where you're going to go. When you get that phone call tomorrow night, what do you think is going to be going through your head when through all this speculation and people trying to pretend like they know where you're going to actually go when you finally find out who that team is and, okay, it's dream accomplished of being an NFL player. Just how do you kind of process those emotions probably if you have to look a day ahead?
Yeah, it starts with that split second of excitement. Obviously, that's what I dreamed of as a kid my entire life. But then I think the biggest thing I want to switch it to is gratitude. I have these people around me, my family, my close friends who have supported me, taught me what it is to be a, you know, a man and to be a football player on and off the field. And I just want to show my sincere gratitude to all of them. And I wouldn't be in the spot I am without them and how appreciative I am of their time and their support for me.
You got a good fit for tomorrow, or are you just going with something classy?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First, go with something classy, nothing crazy. It'll be nice and, you know, simple, but, you know, I'll be comfortable and ready to look good, I guess.
Yeah, I want my offensive linemen comfortable. Yeah. I don't need them all, like, yeah, slagged out. You know, we need them ready to go to work, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All righty, Joe, tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Tide, P&G, and Meijer.
Yeah, I was able to partner with P&G and Meijer here. They have all the essentials I need going forward, moving into a new, bigger city, you know, new team, all of that. They're really ready for anything. You know, more specifically with Tide, I was always growing up a Tide kid. My mom, I was always in my laundry with Tide at the top of the laundry room and walking in there and seeing it and trying to pour it in myself and put way too much in. Who knows, maybe I, you know, damaged the floor one time or not, who knows, but you know, that may have happened. But you know, Tide was always there to tackle any of my smelly, you know, football jerseys, basketball jerseys. And then more recently with Meijer, going to Notre Dame and having Meijer in South Bend, I was able to grow respect for there and being able to, you know, attend there. That was where I did my shopping at South Bend. So I got a little perks thing for any Meijer shoppers out there. They can use M Perks to save $15 on a purchases of $50 or more P&G products through April 27th. So, you know, that's what I'm doing here today. And it's something that I, you know, really hold close to my heart and things that I've had throughout my life. So that's what I'm doing.
Let's say you could have a cheat meal and then you got to use some of that Tide because maybe you stain your shirt because you get too much food on the shirt and you got to wash it. What is the offensive lineman Joe Alt cheat meal if you're going out and having a big boy dinner?
Oh, you know, I'm a true, just American simple guy. I love a good cheeseburger, a brat, some French fries. That's kind of my go-to. You can get a nice mixture of that ketchup, mustard, mayo. You can make them all taste a little bit different and just kind of go to town. That's always been my cheat meal.
When you eat wings, you go ranch or blue cheese? Because that's been a big debate that I had.
Oh, ranch. It's gotta be ranch. I'm a
Oh my
ranch king.
God.
I'm Midwest. I'm Midwest. I am ranch to the core. Yes, ranch, always.
Well, Joe, I won't hold that against you. I really do
I
appreciate the
appreciate
time and good
it.
luck. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.